All right, Donald Trump's Easter ceremony this morning rapidly turned into a venue for him to rant and vent about how poorly the Iran war is going for him. It is almost impressive that the United States is right now exhibiting weakness on the world stage when going up against a country who we, in theory, should have military dominance over, in theory, should have economic dominance over, but no. Iran is currently waging asymmetric warfare and seems to be humiliating the United States on the global stage by enacting a prolonged seizure of the Strait of Hormuz, therefore spiking gas prices. So when Trump was asked on the White House front lawn, "What do you say to Americans who are not a fan of the war?" He said, "They're foolish." Wow, our president seems to think that you are foolish if you don't support a war that raises gas prices for every single American, raises diesel prices, which will underlie the rise in cost of the price of everything. It's raising the price of goods coming overseas. It's weakening our position on the global stage, and it's allowing Iran to gain more money because they are now tolling the Strait of Hormuz, getting more and more money. So yeah, I'm sorry that I'm not a fan of new wars. Weren't you the ones that literally ran on no new wars? Now, if Americans are a little bit skeptical about adding more debt and killing more U.S. troops, we're the ones who are foolish. I would argue that his plan is foolish, but I digress. We're going to break down his disastrous Easter ceremony. Make sure you drop a like. Look how close we are to 2 million subscribers. We're about 33,000 subscribers away. You can help us close that gap by subscribing below. All right, to start this off, Trump had an interesting show of dementia where he can't find First Lady Melania Trump despite her standing right next to him. Take a look.
With us. So eggs is a big thing, and it was a big thing to our great First Lady. Who's here someplace? Let's see. I think this is our First Lady. What do you think of our First Lady? She's a movie star. I don't know. Do we call her First Lady or a movie star? She has the biggest movie. Can you believe this? And she deserves it with us.
This clip just got weirder and weirder. At first, he couldn't see the person standing right next to him. Then he says, "I think this is the First Lady." What's the implication there? That this is some skinwalker? It's not actually Melania Trump, just someone pretending to be like a clone? And then he goes, "She's just a movie star." Just an overall bizarre clip. Obviously Trump exhibiting dementia. Then he begins to very quickly rant about Iran while on the South Lawn of the White House. I'm glad the Easter Bunny is here for the very important war briefing that we're getting. A war briefing with the Easter Bunny standing there, eyes wide open next to him. We're just like, what the hell's happening here? Take a look.
And I don't think it gets much more hostile than Iran. They're capable fighters, they're very tough people, and there are others like that. You don't mind when the enemy is weak, but that enemy is strong. Not so strong like they were about a month ago. I can tell you, in fact, right now they're not too strong at all, in my opinion, but we're soon going to find out, aren't we? But when a thing like that happens, where a pilot shot down, in most instances, you're really not able to go in. Because you'll go in with 200 people and lots of jet fighters and helicopters, and you really don't have a chance. They get shot down. You lose 200 in order to pick up one. It's a horrible thing, but it's very rare that you can do it. And what we did yesterday is we picked up not one, we picked up two.
Okay, I'm sorry. The reality of what's happening is not funny, but I can't help but laugh. We have a president who is hijacking the Easter ceremony on the White House South Lawn because his war that he launched unconstitutionally, unnecessarily, and in a poorly planned manner is so damn unpopular that he has to, again, hijack the Easter ceremony. I'm like half expecting the Easter Bunny to take off their mask and it's Pete Hegseth. Then he comes up to the mic and he's like, "Maximum lethality, not tepid legality." And then they set yet another 48-hour deadline because, by the way, it's important to remind you all, beyond the hilarious scene of the Easter Bunny there, we're actually in a quite awful situation where the president is repeatedly setting deadlines / red lines where if Iran passes this red line, we are going to strike all of their civilian infrastructure for some reason. I don't know what kind of threat that is. Like, hey, we're going to terrorize your civilian population for you. Because even though you guys don't care if you don't help us out. We don't actually have that much real leverage other than doing a very risky boots on the ground operation. And Trump knows that. He then, after his Easter ceremony speech, goes to reporters to answer some questions about this war. He talks about keeping the oil. I mean, just listen to this.
"And we've obliterated a very powerful country in 34 days. If it were up to me, I'd like to keep the oil. I just don't think the people of the United States would really understand."
Oh my, what do you mean the people wouldn't understand? You ran on no new wars. Now he's saying, I think the people are too foolish, like he said in the other clip. They're too foolish. They wouldn't understand an entirely risky boots-on-the-ground operation that would cost us probably trillions of dollars, would likely spike gas prices to like $8, $9, $10. I mean, it would be absolute mayhem. Nobody voted for this on either side. Nobody voted for this type of chaos. This is a really good question asked by a reporter. As I was just talking about, Trump is like threatening to inflict maximum damage on the Iranian civilian population, which the same civilian population he told a month or two back to rise up, to free themselves, to liberate themselves against the regime. It is a very repressive and brutal regime that, you know, my policy advisor, Micah Irfan, had his aunt beaten up for sucking on a mint. They beat her up and they ripped off her clothes. And he's had other family members abused and imprisoned in Iran. They are a repressive, brutal regime. But why would we hurt the people? Why are we trying to inflict maximum damage on the very people that we're supposed to be helping? Trump is essentially asked this very question by a reporter.
How is it taking care of the Iranian people if you're bombing?
Yeah, who are you with?
Yes.
Well, that's a radical left group of lunatics that you're with. Let me just tell you, very fair question. The Iranian people, when they don't hear bombs go off, they're upset. They want to hear bombs because they want to be free. And the only reason they're not out protesting, you know that, is because they were informed that if they protest, like the wrestler and his friends, if they protest, they will be shot immediately. And that's an edict. That's in writing.
This is one of the most sickening things I have ever seen. Just for a timeline, in January, Trump told the people of Iran to go liberate themselves on the streets and that the U.S. would have their back. Iran, the regime, killed about 30,000 to 40,000 protesters. You can look this up. And what Donald Trump did was nothing for months and months and months. Now he's claiming the Iranian people are happy to hear bombs drop, which is... it's not the case. The Iranian people are happy at the idea of being freed and the idea of the regime being taken down, but the Iranian people don't like civilian infrastructure, water plants like desalination plants, bridges in schools with schoolgirls being bombed. You think the Iranian people are cheering at young schoolgirls being bombed? That is not the case. It has never been the case. These are just sickening lies. Again, another good question from a reporter here. I do apologize that there's a bunch of music in the background of these clips. I obviously can't control that. They're having some sort of ceremony, but throughout the ceremony, the reporter asks, hey, you said Iran has been obliterated. Why are we still at war with them? Which I'll take that one step further. If we've won this war so decisively, why can't we reopen the Strait of Hormuz? Why can't we get a single ship even escorted through the strait? How come they have more missiles, like 30% more than we originally thought? We just found that out from a CNN intelligence report. Trump's answer doesn't answer any of these satisfyingly.
You said Iran has been obliterated. Why are we still at war then?
It's a big country. They can't fight back. They have no capability. They have some missiles left. They have some drones left, but essentially they have no capability. They had a lucky shot with an airplane, but we got them back out. The rescue was incredible. And it wasn't of one person. It was of two person. There are those that say that's never happened before, because usually when you're shot down in strong enemy and deep enemy territory, you can't go after them because you'll end up losing 250 people to get one. So it's a terrible thing. But we had to make a decision. Do we do it or do we not? And we did. And, you know, we have some helicopters with a lot of bullet holes in them right now, probably.
All right, this is so incredibly sickening. Donald Trump did not answer the question about Iran being obliterated. Instead, he pivoted about the rescue operation that we had to do over Iran after we lost multiple fighter jets and fighter pilots. And I want to be very nuanced here, which I know you guys like. You come to this channel for nuance, not for me to give blunt, really dumb takes. You guys like that I have, you know, a nuanced take. The nuance here is that the U.S. military operation in Iran was rather impressive, and it's great that the service members were rescued, but that's not impressive. It is not impressive for us to fuck up and then fix that F up a little bit. It's like flipping your friend's car over, causing a complete disaster, and then changing the wiper fluid and saying, hey, at least I fixed it for you. No, we have caused an absolute disaster. The Middle East is on fire. Global markets are in turmoil. We got multiple fighter jets shot down. And while I'm very happy we were able to rescue those troops, I do not find it very pleasing that the president is then using that as some sort of evidence that we're winning this war. That is not winning. It is in no way winning for the U.S. president to have to go and send his troops on a search and rescue operation that is very risky in order to save somebody who got shot down for an unnecessary, unconstitutional war. Donald Trump is then asked another good question about the deadline that he's moved back multiple times. They said, are you prepared to move this deadline back again?
They asked for 7 days. I said, I'm going to give you 10. But at the end of 10, all hell's going to break out if you don't get it.
Oh, my Lord. He said that they have had plenty of time. Yeah, that's because you set a 48-hour deadline. You moved that to 5 days. When the 5 days passed, he did nothing and then set another, like, 7-day deadline. When that passed, he set a 48-hour deadline that we're now just waiting to pass. He's likely going to do nothing. When you when you repeatedly set deadlines, the diplomatic talks that you're aiming for get more and more favorable to the other side because they can tell you are in a weak negotiating position. He's then asked about the diplomatic talks.
Are you scared you're going to lose
like the diplomatic?
Could happen.
If it seems like diplomatic talks are picking up, are you willing to hold off on attacking critical infrastructure?
Well, I don't even want to talk about it because I've given them chances and they haven't taken them, so I don't want to really talk about it. Okay?
Thank you. He doesn't want to talk about it because he's not doing too well. We're going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe to the Adamocler feed to help us get to 2 million. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.